This is the last session that we are having, but of course, inshallah, not our last station, hell. And just a very summary glance at what sort of life there is in hell. And it is something that inshallah none of us would ever experience, because talking about it is much easier than experiencing it. Now, about the hell, Amirul Mumin alayhi salam, in one of his letters to his son, he described hell in this way: دارٌ لَيْسَ فِيهَا رَحْمَةٌ وَلَا تُسْمَعُ فِيهَا دَعْوَةٌ وَلَا تُفَرَّجُ فِيهَا كُرْبَةٌ. It's a house deplete of mercy. Therein no supplication will be heard, no misery will be removed. So there's no mercy. People call and supplicate to God, would not be listened, and nothing of the hardship will be removed. This is how it's explained in the letter of Amirul Mu'min to his son. Now, the first question, of course, is why there should be a hell. It is explained in Surah Anfal, in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ لَيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. So that Allah would separate the impure from the good, and put the impure, some of it, upon the other, and pile it up together, then put it in the hell, so that everyone get rid of them. Because if they are just left to themselves, people will continue to suffer from such evils. And that's why they are put in a place which is, of course, suitable for their sort of arrogance. In many verses of the Quran, it says, hell is the abode of the arrogant. Why? Because it's only by these punishments that arrogance is broken, and man can come to their mind, and humiliation can come to their heart. Now, why there should be a humiliation? Because we have to submit to the Lord. Otherwise, He cannot take us where we have to go. And unless that submission comes, people cannot come out of the hell. Now, hell has different quarters. This, of course, very famous verse in Surah Hijr, لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَخْسُومٌ. There are seven gates for the hell. And for each gate, there will be a separate party. That means people do not go to hell from one direction. When they are led towards the hell, well, some of them are Muslimun and Mu'minun or other faiths who have done evil, they fall from the Sirat, as we mentioned. And the others go directly to hell from different parts. And they dwell in different cities and different areas, so to speak. It's a very huge and vast area with different quarters. And these quarters are actually approached from these different gates. Now, some physical features of the people, of the life in the hell. First of all, the description that we have in Surah Waqi'a, وَأَصْحَابُ الشَّمَالِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الشَّمَالِ فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ وَذِلٍ مَنْ يَحْمُومٍ لَا بَارِدٍ وَلَا كَرِيمٍ. How wretched are those of the left hand in hot wind and boiling water. So, you just imagine a sort of vast desert or valleys, mountains, the weather of which is just penetrating heat, penetrates into the skin in a way that it brings heat into the body, inside the body. This is Samum. And in Arab language, of course, Rihu Samum is a wind which somehow burns to the very core of the bone when it blows at the body. This is the environment. This is the climate. Samum. The climate is Samum. Water, of course, in such a climate, you need, the most thing you need is water. And the water is Hamim, it's all boiling water. The only thing you can drink is the boiling water. And the shade of black smoke. Now, you say if there's a shade, so there should be a coolness. A shade of black smoke, that means the whole area of hell is covered by a shade of black smoke in which you're always gloomy. You see this London weather when it's always cloudy, you get gloomy, you get depressed. Now, in hell, people are always in this sort of psychological status, that they are always depressed because of the very weather and the very climate and the shade, which is, this shade is, of course, from what? Min yahmum, from black smoke. It's all over the hell. And then, just to clarify that this shade is not going to give any coolness, it says, la baridin wa la kareem, is neither cool nor beneficial. No rain would come down from this shade. It's like a cloud, like a black cloud, covering the whole hell. However, no coolness and no water would come down from it. And one of the most important things that the inhabitants of paradise actually thank God is that they are not in such a climate. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. Allah favored us, that He saved us from the punishment of that samum, that penetrating heat, which goes into under the skin. And in Surah Mursalat, انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعب لا ظليل ولا يغني من اللهب. Walk on to what? That which you called a lie. Oops. Walk on to the covering, that's something, that which has covered the whole sky of the hell, having three branches. Now, no exegetes have ever said, what does this mean? This having three branches, probably this refers to the topography or the geographical sort of situation of the hell. Neither having the coolness of the shade nor availing against the flame. Surely it sends up sparks like palaces, as big as palaces, sparks coming up. From this, of course, the shade of smoke. Now, إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا, it's not all. You have also sound pollution. Always the sound of blaze and explosion and things going around. It's a very nasty sort of land which you never can have rest in your heart, in your mind. You never can have peace because of all these sounds of flames going around here and there. إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورُ. When they shall be cast therein, they hear, سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا. شَهِيق is just the sound of in-breathing, something like that. وَهِيَ تَفُورُ تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْذِ, almost bursting for fury. You always see that the whole environment is hostile to you, bursting with fury. إِذَا رَأَتْهُمْ مِنْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّذًا وَزَفِيرًا وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ دَأَوْ هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا. When it shall come into their sight from a distant place, they shall hear its vehement raging and roaring. So that's the type of sound I was talking about. A terrible sort of horrifying sound, which, of course, this is from the distance. Now you can imagine when they get inside, what happens. And when they are cast into a narrow place in it, bound, they shall there call out for destruction. That we wish that we never existed. There are valleys, mountains, wells, cities in this huge area of destruction and hostile environment. Several traditions about that. And actually every area of hell has a name and is somehow a location or accommodation of a group of sinners and a group of people which are like each other. Now, there is one hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam who says, إِنَّ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَبَلًا يُقَالُ لَهَا لَهُ سَعُودٌ. There is a mountain in hell called Sa'ud. Not for all Sa'ud, of course, it is just generally called Sa'ud. And in Sa'ud, there is a valley called Saqar, which is mentioned in the Quran. It's مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي Saqar. What caused you to go into Saqar? When they are asked about the reason why did they go to Saqar, and they explain, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْأَمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بَيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Four qualities: not any relation to God, not giving any charity to people, ridiculing whatever was related to faith and religion, and denying the last day. This is the place for them. So, for example, if someone does not have any connection with God, but gives charity, would not go here to Saqar. Saqar is a place for this type of people. At the bottom of Saqar, there is a well called Habhab. Of course, Saqar itself is a vast location, region of the hell. And then it has good neighborhoods and bad neighborhoods. In hell also, you have good neighborhoods and bad neighborhoods. Good places, bad places. Now, this Habhab is one of the worst neighborhoods there. Whenever the cover of that well is removed, the inhabitants of hell cry from its heat. This well is the habitat of the tyrants. The tyrants go at the bottom of Saqar into this well. So you shouldn't think that if I go to hell and a tyrant go to hell, we go to the same place. Of course, we go to different places. Again, from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, إِنَّ فِي جَهَنَّمَ لَوَادِيًا لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ يُقَالُ لَهُ سَقَرٍ. This explains Saqar is for who? For mutakabbirun, for the arrogant. شَكَى إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ شِدَّةَ تَحَرِّهِ. There is a valley in hell for the tyrants called Saqar. It complains to God the intensity of its heat and requests to breathe. When it breathes, it puts the hell in blaze. Well, something like, for example, the volcanoes that we have on this earth. When they breathe, they put the whole area in hell and in blaze. This is what happens when that well in Saqar breathes, so to speak. And another name. I have brought some of these. There are, of course, many, many different names for different valleys and different areas, different quarters of hell. But here is another word. إِنَّ فِي جَهَنَّمْ لَوَادِيًا يُقَالُ لَهُ لَمْلَمْ. There is a valley in the hell called Lamlam. All valleys of hell seek refuge from its heat. So poor anyone who is accommodated in that place in hell. And إِنَّ فِي جَهَنَّمْ بِئْرًا يُقَالُ لَهُ الْفَلَقْ. مِنْهُ تَسَعَّرُ جَهَنَّمْ إِذَا سُعِرَتْ. There is a well in the hell called Falak. The hell goes ablaze when it is ablaze. And there are different wells. إِنَّ فِي جَهَنَّمْ لَعَبَارَ مَنْ أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا تَرَدَّ سَبْئِينَ آمَا. There are wells in the hell. Whoever is thrown in it falls for 70 years to reach the bottom. 70 years goes down to, well, probably some of those who want to escape from hell when they are caught and are brought back, they are just thrown into this hell to go down for 70 years to reach the bottom, just as a punishment, because there are different sorts of punishments as well. We will see, inshallah. إن علي عليه السلام قال إن في المدينة لمدينة يقال لها الحسينة. أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام said there is a city in the hell called Al-Hasina, protected. It's protected probably for those who are somehow very nasty and are brought here imprisoned, put in chains, in shackles, and that's why it's called protected. He was asked, what is in it, O commander of the faithful? In it are the hands of betrayers, he said. That, of course, hands of betrayers means anyone who betrays. Usually people betrayed by hands, especially in commercial issues, they are thrown there. So the hands are mentioned as a figurative term for themselves. And Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam said, "Inna fi jahannam lawadan yuqalu lahu ghassaq." There is a valley in the hell which is called Ghassaq, and this is the name probably of the type of food which is produced there, as the Quran mentions, "Hada falyazuquhu hamimun wa ghassaq." They have to eat from Ghassaq. فيها ثلاثون وثلاثمائة قصر. There are 330 palaces. Probably the kings will be placed in those palaces. So in hell you have houses, you have palaces, you have cities. However, it's all like burnt down, just somehow run down properties in which you find all different types of very nasty insects, as it's mentioned here. ثَلَاثَمَاتُ قَصْرٍ فِي كُلَّ قَصْرٍ ثَلَاثُنَ وَثَلَاثَمَاتِ بَيْتٍ. In every palace there are 330 rooms, and in every room there are 330 scorpions. Poor a person to be placed in one of those rooms. So, I just brought these examples to give us an idea how the hell might be. It's just like a country, not one country, a continent with different countries in which people live. So they have a life. They have all sorts of needs that people of paradise have. They have need of clothing. They are in need of clothing, in need of eating, drinking, and all these things. However, everything is nasty there. Everything. They are in need of companions, but the companions are nasty. They are in need of cold water, but they cannot get it, of course. Instead, they have to drink hot water. And there are seas and oceans in Jahannam. What sort of water they have, I don't know. Just from that hameen, that hot water all the time. إِنَّ لِجَهَنَّمْ لَسَوَاحِلْ فِيهَا حَيَّاتٌ وَعَغَارِبٌ. There are beaches in the hell with the snakes and scorpions and all types of course, nasty animals that would live in hell. Now, what they eat, what they drink, as I said, they eat. They need, because they have physical life, they need to eat, they need to drink. Otherwise, you may say they die. No, they don't die. They suffer. They suffer. So they have to find something for themselves to eat. Now, different types of food are mentioned for people in the hell. First of all, Zari, as it's mentioned in Surah Ghashiyah, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ تَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ذَرِي. And look how this is described. So depressing. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. Has not there come to you the news of the overwhelming calamity? Faces on that day shall be downcast, laboring, toiling, entering into burning fire, made to drink from a boiling spring. Made to drink, not that angels come and force them to drink, because they are thirsty, they have to drink, and they go and drink it, as is we have in Surah Waqa. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ أَيُّهَا الظَّالُّونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُومٍ فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. And then he says, then you go and drink water like thirsty camels. From that hot water, you drink it. So they are made to drink a boiling water. They shall have no food but of thorns, which will neither fatten nor avail against hunger. So they eat and eat and eat until all their mouth and lips and tongue would go bleeding because it's thorny. And then they stop. And they need to go and have some water to just somehow soothe the pain. And ghassaq is another. So here he says, there is no food for them but azari. So this is one quarter of the hell for some people. Then there are other quarters of the hell which has different, like ghassaq, we said that the hadith said there is a wadi, there is a valley in hell which is called ghassaq. What is ghassaq? هَذَا فَلْيَذُوقُهُ حَمِيمٌ فَلْيَذُوقُهُ حَمِيمٌ وَغَسَّاقٌ وَآخَرُ مِنْ شَكْلِهِ أَزْوَاجٌ. Purulence, scalding and foul purulence that they have to eat. It's not a drink, it's something that they have to eat to just stop the suffering of hunger. غسلين فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَا هُنَا حَمِيمٌ وَلَا تَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غَسْلِينَ. Therefore he has not here today a true friend, nor any food except from discharge of wounds. Sort of pus or something from which is discharged from the wounds. This is what they eat. And sometimes probably they just eat what comes from their own wounds, because they don't have anything else to eat. Which none but the wrongdoers eat. Zakum. Now you might, a question might come to your mind, why? Why all this? Okay, we'll discuss this later. Why such a heavy suffering for these people? And zakum, this is the most terrible type of food which is explained in more details in the Quran. Inna shajarat az-zakum ta'amul atheem. Tree of zakum, so you have plants in hell growing. You had zari, that thorny sort of plant. And you have zakum, which is a tree with fruits. Now, these fruits, as the Quran said, the fruits are so ugly, so disgusting in shape, that you don't want even to look at it. Talu'aha ka'annahu ru'usu shayatin. Ru'usu shayatin was used for the most disgusting face or feature or shape that people could imagine. And this shajaratu zakum, you don't even want to look at it, but they have to eat it. Have you ever come across some food or something that you can't look at it, but you want to eat it? Of course, we don't do that. But imagine if you had to eat cockroaches, for example. You don't want to look at it, but you had to eat. This is something similar. So disgusting to look at it. طَلُعَهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُسُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Here it says, of course, surely the tree of zakum is the food of the sinful. Like dregs of oil, it shall boil in their bellies. After they eat, after half an hour, couple of hours, it starts boiling. And then they have to go for drink. And this is what is mentioned in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْحِيمِ. You will go and drink like thirsty camels there. Like the boiling of hot water. And he says, seize him, then drag him down into the middle of the hell, then pour above his head of the torment of the boiling water. Test you fool, you forsooth are the mighty. ذُقْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْكَرِيمُ. And of course, this one that I mentioned from Surah Waqi'ah, that you will certainly drink over it of boiling water and drink as drinks a thirsty camel. What they drink? Boiling water. وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُ يُغَاثُ بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوَ الْوُجُوهُ بِأْسَ الشَّرَابِ. And if they cry for water, they shall be given water like molten brass, which will scald their faces. As soon as they bring it up to drink, the faces will scald with the scorching heat of the water, would grill the face. and sadid yatajar wa yusqa min ma'in sadid yatajarrahu wa la yakadu yusighu. Hell is before him and he shall be given to drink of purulent festering water. This is ma'un sadid. He will drink it little by little and will not be able to swallow it agreeably, and death will come to him from every quarter. But he shall not die, and there shall be vehement chastisement before him. Well, of course, after they eat and drink, then they are taken to their daily ration of chastisement. The clothing. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطْرَانٍ وَتَخْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ. Their garment made of pitch, just like dark tar pitch, and it's just somehow rubbed on their body so that the body is covered, and fire covering their faces. And you can imagine that sort of clothing of pitch in that hot water and hot climate and boiling waters, and what sort of torture it would give them. And they are chained and shackled. Of course, not all the time. At times, especially when they transgress the limits of fighting with each other, because they are always fighting, somehow injuring each other. And when they transgress a limit, when they trespass some limits of this infighting, they will be chained and shackled. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَلَاسِلَ وَأَغْلَالًا وَسَعِيرًا. Indeed, we are prepared for the faithless chains, iron collars, and a blaze. And you will see on that day the guilty bound together in chains. مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. And of course, many Exodus say that this bound together day would be bound with the shaitan, which used to deceive them in this world. They are bound together. The most hateful companions towards each other they are. However, they are bound in one chain. And this is another verse. Okay, we just slip that. Skip that. Utter regrets and despair. Now, this was just the physical environment. Now, let's come to the psychology of people of the hell psychology. Utter regret and despair. This is what they have. They do not boast anymore. They do not somehow try to brag about what they did or who they are. Just utter regret and despair. قَالُوا يَا حَسْرَتَنَا عَلَى مَا فَرَّتْنَا فِيهَا. When the hour comes upon them, they shall say, oh, our grief for our neglecting it, and they shall bear their burdens on their backs. Surely evil is that which they bear. And إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ لَا يُفَتَّرُ عَنْهُمْ وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ. This mubliss is something which we call depressed or despairing, absolutely despairing in their attitude. Surely the guilty shall abide in the chastisement of hell. It shall not be abated from them, and they shall therein be despairing. And we are not unjust to them, but they themselves were unjust. And of course, this they accept there. This is all due to what they did, not God bringing it upon them. Wishing for death, another thing. One of their constant supplication is that it's enough, let us die. And of course they would not die. يَعْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلَّ مَكَانُ وَمَا هُوَ بَوَيَّتْ. From every side, death comes to them. The insects, animals, the environment, the people, they all somehow threat them by death, injury, wounds. However, they never die. And this is what they call, actually, after they disappoint from calling God, they call the manager of the hell, Malik. وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكْ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ makthun. And they shall call out, O Malik, tell your Lord, make an end of us. He shall say, surely you shall tarry, you shall stay. Certainly we have brought you the truth, but most of you are averse to the truth. Now this is very interesting, because still they do not want to accept haqq. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. You don't want to accept it. And as long as you don't want to accept it, you stay here until you are cured in your heart. Extreme hatred, that is another quality of the psyche of the people, the psychology of the people of the hell. And وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا رَبَّنَا عَرِنَا الَّذَيْنَ أَضَلَّانَا مِنَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ. And those who disbelieve will say, our Lord, show us those who led us astray from among the jinn and the men, that we may trample them under our feet, so that they may be of the lowest. And this they have towards, this grudge they have towards each other all the time. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَتْ أُمَّةٌ لَعْنَتْ أُخْتَهَا. Whenever a nation shall enter, it shall curse its sister, until when they have all come up with one another into it, the last of them shall say with regard to the foremost of them, our Lord, these led us astray, therefore give them a double chastisement of the fire. And Allah says, you all have double, you don't understand. Because you wish for them double, they wish for you double, and this sort of grudge is a separate punishment for you. And this one in Surah Sa'd, إِنَّ ذَلَكَ لَحَقٌّ تَخَاصُمُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. That is indeed the truth, the contentions of the inmates of the hell. They plead to God to bring them out. This is another, of course, psychological attitude that they have. Now they turn to God. In this world they never turn to God. Or even if they turn, they just made a mockery of it. Now they truly turn to God. However, this truly turning to God does not change their nature. And until the nature is not changed, they cannot come out. This shows the punishment works, actually. This shows that the function is having its effect. There are many instances in the Quran which talks about people of the hell calling out to God. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا خَيْرًا الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. And they shall cry for help. Oh, our Lord, take us out. We will do good deeds other than those which we used to do. So they confirm that they used to do evil things. Did we not preserve you? This is the answer. Did we not preserve you alive long enough so that he who would be mindful in it should mind, so other people like you live the same span of life, they were reminded, why didn't you? And there came to you the warner, therefore taste, because for the unjust there is no helper. فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شَقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ظَالِينَ. Now, I tell you, if you hear this plea, you would have mercy on them. But why God doesn't have mercy on them? Look at the plea. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شَقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا غَوْمًا ظَالِينَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. Now look at the answer. Now of course we will find out why later on. But look at this. They shall say, oh our Lord, our adversity overcame us. So we are miserable. Please. And we were an erring people. Our Lord, take us out of it. Then if we return to evil, surely we shall be unjust. Help us out. Now look at the answer. He shall say, get lost into it and do not speak to me. So why? Why God is here, this merciful, kind, compassionate God? Why is he so cruel here with these people of the hell? As Amirul Mu'mineen said, دَارٌ لَيْسَ فِيهَا رَحْمَةٌ. There is no mercy there. No cry, no supplication will be heard. Look what Allah answers them. Just get lost. اخسأوا. is a word used for dog in Arabic. That if you want to just drive away the dog, you say اخسأ. So اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلموا. Now, why God is so cruel? Because their nature is still not changed. And God says, I tell you, if I bring them out, they say, if we come out, we wouldn't go back to evil. But if I bring them out, they go to evil again. And as long as this is the case, this is my attitude. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذَّبَ بَعَيَاتِ رَبِّنَا. And could you see when they are made to stand before the fire, then they shall say, would that we were sent back and we would not reject the communications of our Lord and would be of the believers? Nay, what they concealed before shall become manifest to them. And if they were sent back, they would certainly go back to that which they are forbidden. And most surely they are liars. And as long as this is the attitude, they wouldn't come out. They have to stay there, they have to call, they have to supplicate, they have to receive no answer from God until the nature gradually changes and humility and humbleness and it enters really in their heart and arrogance goes away. Yes. Yes. In this life, things are very easy. No, there, it's very difficult.
No, but what is the... Is there a similarity in that sense? In this life, you know, there's always that going back and forth till the last day, so we don't know whether at the end of the time you are going to...
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. You wanted to say something. Well, Allah accepts the tawbah if it's sincere, okay? But if this becomes part of their nature, lying all the time, well, of course, you cannot be sincere and lie. However, you may just, slip again. But if this makes a nature, which whenever it is somehow relieved, some relief comes, it goes back to evil, yes, that's the place for them. And they try to escape out despite severe repercussions, despite the fact that if they escape and they are caught, they are thrown in that well which would fall in it for 70 years. Why? Because they have no other choice. They are so desperate to get out of it. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَغُوا فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يَحْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدَوا فِيهَا. And as for those who transgress, their abode is the fire. Whenever they desire to go forth from it, or to go out of it, they shall be brought back into it, and it will be said to them, taste the chastisement of the fire, which you call the lie. So whenever they want to escape, they have a double punishment, actually. Something extra. We have two verses in the Quran which talks about this escape of people from hell. One is in Surah Sajda, and the other one is 20-22. It's catch 22. If you are there, you can never can come out. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍ أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. Now, this is very interesting because it states why, despite them knowing that they will be caught and punished, still they want to do it. مِنْ غَمٍ, out of despair, out of grief. They have no other way just to somehow come out of this distraught situation. Whenever they will desire to go forth from it, from grief, they shall be turned back into it. and takes the chastisement of burning. Now, however, God is not that cruel. Of course, all this is for them to be prepared to come out. Is that okay?
Yeah.
To be prepared to come out and to actually get that felicity of going into paradise. So there is a leaving. There is a time when gradually these people come to their minds. They start establishing that link between themselves and those great souls, and then they are brought out of the hell. And Anas, this is Musnad Ahmad. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال يخرج من النار من قال لا إله إلا الله ثم من كان في قلبه من الخير ما يزن ذرة. Whoever says لا إله إلا الله would leave the hell. If you have a speck of faith in your heart, then that eventually will lead you to paradise. However, you may stay there for thousands of years if you are a tyrant, for example. In that hab, may God save us from this. They all the time pray, isn't it? They all the time ask God to save them. I mean, what is the prayer connection? They try to establish that connection, but it doesn't come forth for them because Allah does not respond there. So that they become so eager that at the end of the day they realize that sort of absolute dependence on God. And if they realize it, then of course this is what happens. They will come out eventually. Anyone who says La ilaha illallah, no matter how small the faith may be in their heart, and by La ilaha illallah we don't mean only Muslims, of course. Anyone who believes in God. And the most interesting part is that, and anyone with a weight of an atom good in his heart would leave. It's not only about faith and La ilaha illallah. If you have some good in the heart, you would leave. However, it may take much, much longer, of course, if you have no connection initially with God. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud mentions the hadith, a group of people remain in the hell as long as God wills. Then he will have mercy on them and brings them out and places them in the lowest part of paradise. They will be washed in a river called life. And this is very interesting. There's a spring which gives life back to people. The life that they have lost all through those years in hell. The inhabitants of the paradise call these people Jahannameen. People who have come here from hell. Jahannameen. If one of them, but do not underestimate their bounties that God has given them. Because if one of them hosts, the whole world can accommodate them and feed them and can provide them with drink and bed. The whole people of the world. So they have such big palaces in that lowest part of the paradise that if they want to host the whole people in the world, they can do it. Another hadith. Then they will enter paradise. This is actually the continuation of that one, but in another hadith. They will enter the paradise and will stay there while they are called Jahannameen. Then they will request God, and he will remove them, that name from them. This is a very bad label, isn't it? If you are in paradise and people call you Jahannameen, those who have come from hell here. So he removes the label from them, and they will join other inhabitants of paradise. Again, this is from, most of these traditions, of course, come from Sunni sources, but we have similar in Shia traditions. Not as clear as these talk about the way, I mean, it's very elaborate how they are placed in paradise and what are they called. Abu Sa'id Khudri, this is Sahih Bukhari, when the believers are saved from hell, they will be kept on a bridge between the hell and the paradise. This is of course different from the Sirat that we talked about. That's absolutely a different thing. To be cleansed and purified. Hatta idha nubu wa khudzibu. They are purified to be just capable of entering into paradise. Then they will be let into paradise. I swear by the one in whose hand is the life of Muhammad, peace be on him, this is what the Prophet says, that they know the way to their homes in paradise better than they know it in the world. So again, نَتَبَوَّوْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. Wherever they wish, they go. But of course their wishes are limited, the scope of their wish is limited to the area which is allocated for them. That's the end. Any question? So it's all happy ending, isn't it? Except for a few. Except for a few that will remain there forever. So this Khalidina Fiha is there. Yes? There is nothing. There is nowhere. And they just want to somehow get rid of the location, the area, their companions. Yes. To break that arrogance, which cannot be broken by anything else but by this cruelty. That is why it is there. If, suppose this was more relaxed, okay, they never would have come to their minds. They never would have got rid of that arrogance, and they never would have been let into paradise. Because we don't have the imagination what paradise is. If we know, God wants to get them quickly out of here. If it was more relaxed, then of course they should have stayed there forever. Yes. If they have it, they go to hell. They have to go to hell, yeah. No, of course, the arrogance, we have many, many stages before we come to that point of going to hell, isn't it? And at the end, we have the Sirat, which is the big lifeline, the time given to us to correct ourselves as a natural procedure. So, of course, the majority will get rid of it. And at the end, you remember we said there's that finishing touch of Allah, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. Whatever is left there, we bring it out. And then that, of course, touch of the prophets with the water of their pond that they give. I mean, all these would help. But if these cannot help, then, of course, the person should go to hell. Yeah.
Is it every person who didn't believe in a God in this world, didn't have a religion in this world,
if there is good in the heart, they would eventually come out. Any good in the heart.
When they come out of their grave, they're now standing in Mashhad. Now, this realization comes that there is a superpower.
It doesn't come. You see, the whole point is that if you have made a sort of attitude for yourself in this world, you cannot change it there. The process would change it, however, if it is so stubborn that it couldn't be taken away, it should go to hell and should be taken away by the help of this very heavy chastisement. So therefore, people who do not believe in God here, although they see all the signs there, they cannot submit. They cannot submit. So that's how they are taken to hell. Yes.
The concept of religious pluralism is really accepted.
It depends what you mean by religious pluralism. According to the Quran, there is only one religion, that's Islam. However, the Quran says, فَتَفَرَّقُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شِيَعًا. After every prophet, they started to argue, and then they started to create religions. Okay? Christianity, Judaism, all other sorts of religions, although all were one religion, Islam. Okay? Every religion was Islam. We made names. However, because Allah knows this is what has happened historically, so those who followed Christianity or Judaism, they have access to salvation. Of course, if there is something that should be completed in them and can be completed on Sirat, they have to wait a long time on Sirat. If, for example, a Christian doesn't pray, all right? A Muslim prays. Now, we say if the Christian is sincere, they should go to paradise. And the Muslim should go to paradise as well, if they are sincere. Now, what is the difference? The difference is that the Muslim who has prayed in this world can very easily pass the Sirat and go to a level of the completion of the soul, which probably the one who hasn't prayed cannot get that level. The one who hasn't prayed should get the minimum requirement of that connection with God and would stay a long time on Sirat. And then they will go to paradise. So if we mean religious pluralism in the sense that, yes, these religions which have been one in nature now has somehow changed into many different religions, people follow them, and Allah accepts if people sincerely follow religions of Tawheed, yes, we accept that. But if we say that, well, all religions are the same, no matter whether you are a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim, you get the same salvation, I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah. Good. I agree with your second point. The first one, yes, of course. As I mentioned, majority of people will get out of the hell eventually. They don't pay for their sins. Actually, they don't have anything to pay for. But they are somehow helped to go back to their original pure nature. This is how it happens. Yeah. Not everybody. As I said, a few would remain there forever according to our knowledge. But when we go there, we may see that even God has forgiven them. I don't know. Yes.
The first hadith that you said, the letter by Imam Ahir, says that Jahannam laysa fiha rahmah, there's no mercy in it. But in your command, the first time says that Allah's mercy encompasses everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is a clarification of that general statement that in hell, of course, God's mercy does not enter. Of course, it enters in a different way. In a different way, of course. I mean, it's all to help these people to come out of their arrogance. However, when you go there, you don't see any mercy there. You don't see anyone answering your supplications. Yes. We cannot say time is non-existent. As we discussed before, it's a different concept of time. Time is somehow measured by stages and states of the soul rather than by day and night and something like that. It talks in our language, isn't it? There is no other language to talk to us. Yes.
Will be eternal.
Yeah.
What about people who refuse the prophet, have plotted against the prophet? People who have, for example, they may be monotheists, but they speak Bukhtan against Maryam, or they will deny the prophet Muhammad. For example, as we know that there's a lot of propaganda around the world, they deliver this propaganda to make the prophet Muhammad look bad, or to make Jesus look bad, or like, give an example of Jesus and Mary Magdalene, creating this whole fiction about Jesus and Mary Magdalene. Somebody who's in such an excessive bokhtan against the prophets, will that characteristic allow them to overcome?
I cannot talk about individual people, whether they come out or not, but generally this is the idea. Who would remain? Who would come out? I don't know. Inshallah, we never get inside so that we wish to come out. You wouldn't want to go near it, I just tell you. Yeah, inshallah. Yes. Inshallah. Okay, thank you so much. And thank you for just putting up with all these sessions, especially with this last one.
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, knowing our individual sins, I thought today's session, after last week's being on heaven, that it would be Ara delivering the lecture and me listening over here. But thanks for joining in, and Aga making it so much more comfortable. Initially, when we started off with the module, a few brothers got excited. They got it wrong. They thought it was the wonders of the second and third wives. but one of my friends who has got three wives says it is living hell. So so here we are, alhamdulillah, we have gone through this this module, alhamdulillah, and it has been very interesting for a few very important reasons. One is that not only have we got very authentic ahadith relating us to what is going to be coming, but more so for us to be able to change our lives, knowing what is coming and having the fear, which is not the most ideal. Our Mawla says that you should be devoting yourself to Allah for what He is, not for the fear of hell or not for the gain of heaven. So thank you very much for that, Aga. It's been very educative, and for the organized way in which we managed to complete the 8 lectures, alhamdulillah. May I also take this opportunity of thanking the EC for availing the premises to us and facilitating the course, which has been very, very helpful. At this juncture, I will request the Vice Chairman of the Jamaat, Brother Habib Mukhtar Al-Hussein, to grace us with his presence here and speak a few words on behalf of the EC. And inshallah, I will then end with a few points to do with the materials, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لأهله والصلاة والسلام على أهلها أما بعد السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. On behalf of KSIMC of London, I would like to say a big thank you to Sheikh Bahamanpour. If you people remember, I was the first ones to join this class, but today I'm the last one to close it. What I have learned from Sheikh has scared me off, to be very honest. That's why I've stopped coming back. I'm just joking. What I have learned is that it's just because of the commitments I've got now. So, inshallah, I will come to know more from you people. The only thing which I remember that Sheikh mentioned the very first session was that hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he said that "An-nasu niyamun idha matu antabahu." That this is the awakening point. We should wake up now before it's too late. The other thing which Sheikh mentioned, and I have just made this now as my resolution, that we should not worry about what is going to happen. We should worry about why is it going to happen. So we should purify ourselves here, and inshallah everything will be fine when we reach there. The thing, the way Sheikh used to give these lectures, in the first place I was always thinking the Sheikh has been there and came back to tell us what's going to happen. But he has accepted that he will. Inshallah, thank you very much, Sheikh, from the Jamaat. And I would like to request Al-Hajj Abdul Hussein Bhai to come forward and present this token of appreciation.
Everybody has said enough. I don't need to say anymore. Sheikh, please, we request you to accept this.
Thank you so much. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad Salawa.
JazakAllah.
Hassan, shukran.
Yes, Habib, I refer to someone who may not have come back, but of course we have our friend Swedenborg who has come back and told us all about him. Alhamdulillah. A couple of points before we finish today's session. One is, most of you have been following up recordings of the sessions. Now, what we will be doing, inshallah, in this week is all the 8 lectures will be on his website. But it is password protected, and we'll be emailing all the students a username and password, so you can access them. The only request is that it should not be used for any other purpose but for your own learning. And we have requested, there's a proviso there, there's a disclaimer that any organization that wants to use it for any commercial purposes should just request us so that we are aware of it. That is the only kind request. A final point, some of you have requested DVDs to be printed, to be burned for yourselves. We did that for a previous module. But what I ended up with was there were over 100 students, and I had 100 sets of the lectures, and only about 20 or 30 were taken up. So this time I have just decided to go the other way around. If you need one, just email me, please. So I will just get the numbers burnt, and then we are able to give it out to you. But I hope with the website having the lectures and the PowerPoints that it will be much more convenient for you to access it from wherever you are. Hassan, any final questions before we close the module? Huh?
My friend wants to read this. Am I allowed to give it to her?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just reading. I'm sure you'll be able to explain to her as well of what you made of the module, inshallah. Anybody else? Huh? No? Sorry, any question? No? It's Hujjat Islamic Studies. Huh? Yeah, it's Hujjat Islamic Studies. Yeah, Joseph.
But if there are people who I know for a fact, because it's a Tuesday and the schedules that they have, traveling and work, and not being able to come, and we have the likely coming if it was possible, say for the weekend or something, could we not look into this idea that for those people who are really interested, you know, they're sincere, that we can write them with the copy, with some charge, towards the cost, say, I don't know, whatever it is.
Absolutely. In fact, what we've done, Firozbhai, is that we have given DVDs to the Hujjat bookshop. So for those who are interested, they can just go and buy it from there. Yes, we'll do that. I'll print a few more and give it to the Hujjat bookshop to sell.
And maybe what we can do is we can then, if possible, if they request that we can give them a set of notes to make it as a complete thing.
If they request for it, I'll avail it to them. Yeah, inshallah. Asant, Asant, and Khudafiz.